Welcome, everybody. Shinema 1084. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we're going through various different examples in Kadima Bebrachot, of course, when it's the same bracha, and in reference to mizonos, which comes up all the time. Person sits down to eat a few different things. They might have some rugelach, they might have a cookie, they might have cake. How do we work with that? In conjunction with the same bracha, of course, it's all mizonos. What bracha? And I'm going to eat it at the same time. Which one should I make the bracha on? Okay, and we're going through the Sefer Hilchas Brachas, Rav Malka Shlita from Eretz Yisrael, we spoke about in the past. Okay, so now I just want to clear up one thing. If somebody has it sitting down, many times people sit down to eat some cake or possibly rugelach, right, or cookies, and they have a coffee also. Many people, that's what they eat as a snack or whatever the case is, breakfast. So you want to make sure, one thing is for sure, that we all love that sip of coffee first, but when you have mizonos, it's important to make sure that you make a bracha on the mizonos first, albeit you might want to take a tiny little piece, but a bracha has to be made, a first bracha, the mizonos, any first bracha has to be made even on a mashal, who even on a tiny piece. When it comes to an after bracha, we've spoken about many, many times in the past, obviously that you need a shear and you need a certain amount of time, which we discussed and will continue to go through, obviously shear equal and how much and so on. Okay, but when you put something in your mouth, and we're not talking about water, which is a separate issue, but any food has a taste, 1, 2, 3, you need a even the smallest amount, you need to make a bracha. So you have over here, even you want to take a tiny little piece of cake, it's fine, but you still have to make the bracha. The mizonos would come before the coffee. You're drinking and eating it together. So we make a mizonos, of course, before shahakol. So just a quick case where he brings down, the last share we spoke about, it's complete and not complete. You have pretzels and you had a piece of a Danish. You have pretzels and you had a piece of a cookie, whatever. So we said you take the sholem. You have to take the first, right? Just real quickly to review again. We have to go through this again and again. If it's the same bracha, first you look at, is it the shivas aminim? If no shivas aminim, then you look at the complete item. You take the complete item. They're all complete. Then you look at the one you like more. I like them all the same. Then you look at the fresher one, naki, the cleaner one, the nicer one, and they're all good. They're all whatever. So then you take the larger one. So he brings down another interesting example. I have in front of me, let's say rugelach, right? And they're all complete rugelach. And I have also cookies in front of me. And they're all complete cookies, right? And I have also, let's say, pretzels. So that'll be my snack. So we established the fact that I have the coffee, so we have to make the mizonos first. But what do I make the mizonos on? I'll be eating my rugelach, I'll be eating my cookies, and I'll be eating my pretzels all at the same time. Which one should I make the mizonos? And that same mizonos will cover everything else, right? You don't make a separate mizonos, obviously, on the pretzels and a separate mizonos on the rugelach. Make one mizonos, and it covers all the mizonos that's on the table in front of you. So he brings down like this. So we look at which one is complete. They're all complete. Complete rugelach, complete pretzels, complete cookies, fine. So, of course, then we want to go to number two, which we said we want to take the one that I like better, right? What do I like better? Do you like pretzels better? You make the mizonos on the pretzels. No, I like the rugelach better. So then you make the bracha on the rugelach. The other person might like the cake, the cookie better, right? They're all complete. I have complete rugelach, complete pretzel, complete cookie. So now you take the one that you like better. And that will change from person to person, because I like, let's say, chocolate rugelach better. The other guy will say, well, I like pretzels better. So the other person will make the bracha on the pretzel, right? And he'll have everything else will be included. I might make the bracha on the rugelach, and because I'll have everything included because of the fact that that's what I like better, and they're all complete. So it's not a question of shivas aminim. It's all chitim, it's all wheat. So that goes out. What about complete? They're all complete. That goes out. So now I take the one I like better, and each person that'll change, because obviously each person likes a different one better, and to a different person, it's chaviv as to what they like. We spoke about the machlokes. We spoke about the machlokes. Is it the one you always like better, or is it the one that you like better right now? In other words, if right now I'm more in the mood of pretzels, usually I like the rugelach better, right? But let's say in our case, I have the rugelach, I have the pretzels, and I have the cookie. So usually I like rugelach better, but right now I'm more in the mood of pretzel. So we said in general, we try and go with the most poskim, most rishonim held that you take the one that you always like better. According to the Rambam, which is brought down in the Mechaber, which we spoke about, you take the one you like better now. So one should take the one that they usually like better. In other words, if I right now I like to, if usually I like rugelach, every time I sit down I like rugelach. Now I'm a little bit more in the mood, possibly a pretzel. So one should make the bracha on the rugelach and have everything else in mind. If they made the bracha on the pretzel, it would also be good, because the Rambam says you make the one you like better, you take the one that you like better right now and not the one that you like better all the time. But most Rishonim do bring down, the Mechaber did talk about, and Mishabura and so on, that we go with, in general, the one that you usually like better, and that's the one to make the bracha. Okay, so just finishing off, now you'll tell me, well, I like them all the same, I like the pretzels the same, and in our case that we're talking about, I like the pretzels the same, the rugelach the same, and the cookie the same, it's all, I like it all the same, all the time, I have no preference, I like the nash, what should I tell you, I like it all the same, they're all complete, no problem, I like it all the same, no problem, so now you want to take a look at the one which is noki, which is fresher, right? So you take what's, oh, that's a nice fresh rugelach, the other, it's nice, cleaner, and nice, fresher, rugula, so you'll take the rugula. If you'll say the cookie is a nice, fresher, cleaner cookie, it looks fresher, nice, cleaner, so that's the one that you'll take. You'll take the cookie in that case. And of course the last one in our case, like we said, well, they're all fresh, they're all complete, very good. They're all, I like them all the same, very good. They're all nice and fresh. I just bought them all yesterday. I just bought the bag of pretzels yesterday. I bought the rugelach yesterday, the cookies. They're all fresh. They're all clean. They're all nice. So now take the larger item. Oh, the rugelach is larger. The rugelach is a nice, big, chunky rugelach. It's bigger. It's bigger than the rugelach, for those of us who are not familiar. It's like a small little Danish. It's like a small little Danish. You could have chocolate. You of cinnamon. So that rugelach is bigger. It's bigger than my cookie I'm going to eat. It's bigger than the pieces of, it's bigger than the pretzels. So then you make the bracha on the rugelach, because again, they're all complete, right? I like them all the same. So that's not an issue. They're all fresh. I bought them all yesterday. So now we take the larger, the last one, the last phrase, the last phase is, last category. I'll take the larger one. The rugelach is the bigger one. I'll make the bracha on the rugelach. You'll tell me, no, the cookie, it's a big cookie. It's a big chocolate chip cookie. That's bigger. So that's the, then you make the bracha on the cookie. And of course, the pretzels and the rugelach will have a mind, so it depends which one is bigger, if that is the case. So just real quickly to review, excuse me, first we're going to take the complete one, right? They're all complete. I'll take the one I like better, rugelach, cookie, pretzel, whichever one I like better. I like them all the same. With the fresher one, I bought them all yesterday. They're all for nice and fresh. So now I'll take the larger, the largest of all the three items. If the pretzel's the biggest, take the pretzel. If the rugelach is bigger, take the rugelach. If the whatever one is, if the cookie's bigger, make the bracha on that. You'll make the one mizonos. Eat and everything else will be included. All the mizonos will be included. And of course, you have to make a separate shahakal on the coffee. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha bracha kol tuv.